I've been a human rights activist for almost 20 years. As a documentary filmmaker, I've been on the front lines of many of our nation's biggest scandals and protests. From that perspective, I've been an eyewitness to the rise and fall of numerous people-powered movements. Nearly every organized resistance I've been a part of has ended just inches from victory for the same critical mistake: infighting, when members of the same group turned against each other. It often begins with whispers about the most prominent spokespeople of the cause. These rumors typically sound like, "I hear John is controlled opposition," or, "Some people are saying Jane is compromised." While the use of infiltrators and agitators is a very real thing, I've yet to experience one scenario where such a label was accurately applied. And suspiciously, these labels are always branded on the people who are making the most progress. With the degradation of their reputation goes their contribution to your life. Prior to social media, people actually sat down to dialogue through their differences. Today, without solid evidence or sufficient inquiry, we go directly to our keyboards to vent our suspicions. Even after the rumor is proven false or simply fades away, some level of doubt and division always remains. This is all by design.
Part of what allowed so many people to walk away from Assange was some of the Me Too allegations that had surfaced and that were ultimately discredited, stuck in people's minds.
The voices of propaganda are masterful at this game. They knowingly run a false story, then retract it, knowing the lie will reach millions, but very few will see the correction.
Amy Coney Barrett's religious faith is being called into question again. She belongs to this People of Praise group, which the Southern Poverty Law Center has labeled them a hate group. When I stated that People of Praise had been deemed a hate group, I just got them mixed up with another group. I conflated them.
Ah, okay. That happens, you know, it's easy to do.
In the words of former CIA director William Casey, "We'll know that our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." The planting of divisive rumors is one of the most common tactics used in psychological warfare. As the lies bloom, like worker bees, well-intended citizens pollinate the masses with poisonous disinformation. What the gossiping bees fail to realize is that they themselves are doing the work of controlled opposition. They are literally, unwittingly, working on behalf of the very forces they believe they are resisting. Again, all of this is by design. While we've all been distracted by the latest trends and tragedies, everything that has influence on our behavior has been infiltrated by an agenda to control our thoughts. Whether their goal is to make us purchase a product, vote for a political party, or submit to experimental inoculations, there are forces at work who understand the functionalities of your mind far better than you do. Their goal is total control. But because they are the few and we are the many, they can only achieve total control through the age-old tactic of divide and conquer.
You're either with them or with us.
Never before have we been so divided. Divided by politics, religion, nation, state, race, class, gender, and now, vaccine status. To better understand how we got here, consider these three quotes from The Art of War by Sun Tzu. "The supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. Victorious warriors win first and then go to war. The secret lies in confusing the enemy so that he cannot fathom our real intent." Though Sun Tzu lived over 2,500 years ago, his work remains at the heart of our CIA, as well as the Chinese Communist Party's strategy today. It's no coincidence that around the same era as Sun Tzu, the words "United we stand, divided we fall" were first recorded. It is unity that will save our communities.
As you see in the audience, Muslims, Christians, Jewish community, Democrats, Republicans, white, black, everyone all in between. This is the example of what you get when you choose to attack all members of the human family.
Our greatest power is our numbers, hence the relentless effort to shatter us into broken fragments. As their agendas are being exposed, the dividers will stop at nothing to cover their crimes against humanity. They have bunkers. All we have is each other. The good news is, that's all we need. Though we are intrinsically interconnected, our minds are being wired to obsess on our differences. Contrary to social indoctrination, we do not have to be ideologically aligned to stand together. We don't even have to like each other. There is only one thing that we must agree on: that freedom is our birthright. Now is the time to let go of whatever it is you're holding on to that keeps you divided from your friends, family, and fellow humans. Rise above all the micro dramas and distractions to see that a much bigger story is unfolding. Swallow your pride, humble yourself, let it go. I'm not suggesting that we look the other way when someone is clearly thwarting our forward momentum. There are people who deserve to be called out by name, especially those who are undermining our trust in each other. But even then, we should remember that there is a human life being affected by our words. We've been so conditioned to believe we are powerless, that we've become careless with our power, like toddlers with loaded guns. How many times do we need to shoot our own foot till we realize that the power is in our hands? The only thing that can stop us at this point is us. We've all been lied to, scammed, fooled, tricked, conned, and coerced. Yes, it sucks. But here we are, wiser and stronger than we were just 3 years ago. This is the moment for us to activate our innate ability to create solutions. That can only happen through the awareness of symbiosis, defined as a mutually beneficial relationship between different groups. All of life depends on relationships. Every living thing is in communication, from the stars to the planets, the earth, the plants, the elements, the insects, the animals, the humans, and every cell within us. Real change out there begins with real change inside. The question is, how bad does it have to get before we're willing to change?